The accident happened on a Saturday. I happened to have been visiting a friend in the park, on the other side of the park, and we heard the engines and we heard the screams and rushed over where we could see that the trouble was. We could see this building from Washington Square, and the people had just begun to jump when we got there. They'd been holding until that time, standing in the windowsills, crowding, being crowded by others behind them, the fire pressing closer and closer, the smoke closer and closer. The firemen carry with them a net to catch people if they do jump. And they were trying to get that out, and they couldn't wait any longer. I mean, they began to jump. The weight of the bodies was so great at the speed at which they were traveling that they broke through the net. Everybody who jumped, and a good many did jump from the 9th and 10th floors, was killed. It was a horrifying spectacle. This made a terrible impression on the people of the state of New York. It was as though we had all done something wrong. We hadn't intended to have 147 girls and boys killed in a factory. The next Sunday, a meeting was called in the Metropolitan Opera House. So almost immediately at this meeting, people spoke, and I never forget. This was the first time I ever had heard Rose Schneiderman speak. This was what a young girl. Not in this country very many years, but she spoke very good English. She couldn't have come up to my shoulder, but a voice that was that carried in the Metropolitan Opera House. And I remember how moved we all were by this girl who was a member of that union, you see, the Ladies' Dress and Waist Union. At any rate, we appointed a committee, of course, to carry on, and we decided to ask the legislature to create a commission. And this was where Al Smith came in. I remember that Al Smith, who was not a governor at that time, but a member of the legislature, I went to see him, and another woman went with me, and one man. We didn't want to have it known that we were going to see him about this, but I went to ask his advice. And he gave me the most useful piece of advice I guess we've ever had. It was this: if you want to get anything done, you got to have this a legislative commission. If the legislature does it, the legislature will be proud of it, the legislature will listen to their report, and the legislature will do something about it. But if the governor appoints the commission, they'll just give it the cold shoulder. Well, I thought that was absurd at the time, but I learned by long experience that this is the way that the legislatures are persuaded to act. They appear to have taken the lead. And once they have said, all right, go ahead, then it's their responsibility to do something about it. And the New York State Legislature did exactly that. They appointed the commission. They asked the governor to appoint two citizens to represent him. And the others were members of the Senate and members of the Assembly. And we had both Democrats and Republicans in equal numbers. That's the way to do it, said Al, because you can't get these laws through unless you have, the support of both of them. So this Factory Investigating Commission sat for 4 years, and its report, it's all there. The whole report is there, the recommendations, the testimony. I was a young person then, but I was the chief and in charge of the investigations. And this was an extraordinary opportunity, you see, to get into factories, to make a report, and to be sure it was going to be heard, because you made the report publicly to the governor or to the commission. Although their commission was to devise ways and means to prevent accidents by fire in the state of New York, we went on and kept expanding the function of the commission till it came to be to report on sanitary conditions and to provide for their removal and to report all kinds of unsafe conditions and then to report all kinds of human conditions that were unfavorable to the employers, including long hours, including low wages, including the labor of children, including the overwork of women, including homework put out by the factories to be taken home by the women. We were authorized to investigate and report and recommend action on all these subjects. And I may say we did, beginning with that report coming in as it did in 1915. It was laid on the table before the legislature, and much of the legislation was enacted into law within a couple of years.